Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're unraveling the multifaceted world of Pilates. We're looking not just at its incredible physical benefits, but also the pretty rigorous journey of becoming a certified instructor. So if you've ever found yourself intrigued by the precision in a Pilates class, or maybe curious about the why behind each movement, or even, you know, contemplating a career teaching it, this deep dive is definitely for you. We've taken a stack of sources, basically a comprehensive Pilates research compilation, and our mission today is to sort of cut through the noise. We want to give you a shortcut to truly understanding the intricacies of Pilates teacher certification, things like the surprising depth of training required, essential safety protocols, and also the health benefits, which importantly are backed by solid scientific evidence. We'll highlight the crucial steps and the frankly profound knowledge needed to go from just an enthusiast to a real expert. So if you're looking to deepen your practice or maybe embark on this path, what did our sources actually reveal?
Yeah, what's truly illuminating from digging into this research compilation is the sheer rigor and the dedication that's required for genuine Pilates instruction. It's far more than just mastering a series of exercises. This dive really brings to light the why behind every single movement, emphasizing an understanding that ensures both client safety and, you know, optimal transformative results. We're going to try and connect the dots between this intense training and the profound impact Pilates can have on overall health and well-being. And that's not just for the clients, but for the instructors themselves too. It's a real journey into mindful movement.
Okay, let's jump right into the heart of it then. When we talk about becoming a certified Pilates instructor, what's maybe the biggest misconception people have? Is it really just a few intensive workshops, or does our deep dive into the research show something, well, far more substantial?
That's a crucial distinction, and one many people miss, I think. The research compilation consistently emphasizes that becoming a certified instructor demands a commitment that's, well, it's far beyond just a casual workshop. We're talking about comprehensive training programs, often requiring anywhere from, say, 450 to 600 hours of dedicated study.
Wow.
Yeah. This isn't just about memorizing sequences. It's about a complete immersion into the method.
Okay. 450 to 600 hours. That is a serious commitment, definitely far beyond what many might imagine. So what exactly fills those hundreds of hours? It sounds like it's more than just mastering the exercises themselves.
Precisely. Yeah. Those hours are meticulously structured. They encompass theoretical knowledge, extensive practical application, and crucially, significant supervised teaching practice. The theoretical knowledge that dives into the history and philosophy of Pilates, the principles guiding the method, how to assess clients, things like that. Practical application, of course, means mastering the entire repertoire on various apparatus, you know, the reformer, Cadillac, chair, barrel, alongside all the mat work. But the real game changer, I think, is the teaching practice. That's where aspiring instructors learn to observe, to analyze, cue, and importantly, adapt exercises for diverse client needs, all under the watchful eye of experienced mentors. And even before starting, many reputable programs also have prerequisites. Things like a foundational understanding or prior experience in Pilates, just to ensure students come prepared for the intensity.
That makes perfect sense. It's about not just doing, but truly understanding and teaching, isn't it? So given that level of commitment, how does someone choose a program that's truly reputable and, you know, worth that incredible time investment? What did our sources recommend on that front?
That raises a really important question, doesn't it? Navigating all the options out there, because the quality can vary quite significantly. Our deep dive really highlights the significance of choosing programs aligned with specific accreditation standards. Specifically, the research recommends enrolling in programs accredited by organizations like NPCP, the National Pilates Certification Program, or PMA, the Pilates Method Alliance. These organizations basically serve as crucial benchmarks for quality education within the Pilates world.
Okay, NPCP and PMA, can you elaborate just a bit on what makes them so important? Like, what exactly do they do to ensure quality? What kind of standards are we talking about?
Absolutely. So NPCP, for instance, focuses on setting a really rigorous national standard for competency. It functions almost like a board certification for Pilates instructors. Passing their exam demonstrates a broad understanding of the Pilates method, its principles, anatomy, ethical practice. It's considered a gold standard, really.
Okay.
The PMA, the Pilates Method Alliance, that serves more as a global community and advocacy body. They work to unite diverse Pilates traditions, classical, contemporary, all sorts, and actively push for excellence in education and professional standards. They offer resources and a network for instructors worldwide. So these aren't just names. They really represent a commitment to integrity and quality in the industry.
That really clarifies their role. Thanks. And when it comes to the actual training providers, the ones delivering these comprehensive programs, did any names consistently pop up in the research as being highly regarded?
Yes, definitely. The compilation frequently referenced several established names as highly regarded choices within the industry. Mm. We're talking about organizations like Balanced Body, SDOTT Pilates, and Base Eye Pilates. And these aren't just brand names. They represent distinct lineages and pedagogical approaches that have really shaped the industry. Balanced Body, for example, is known for its extensive range of equipment and its comprehensive curriculum that integrates both classical and contemporary Pilates. SDOTT Pilates often emphasizes a more modern biomechanical approach with a strong focus on injury prevention and rehabilitation. So it's quite popular in therapeutic settings.
Right.
And Base Eye Pilates is revered for its systematic, flowing method and logical progression of exercises. That often appeals to those who appreciate a highly structured, almost intellectual approach. Each offers a deep dive, but with their own unique flavor, you could say.
Fascinating how even within Pilates, there are these different philosophical approaches.
Mm-hmm.
So if we step back for a moment, this whole commitment to comprehensive, accredited training with organizations setting these high standards and reputable programs delivering on them, it really ensures instructors are equipped not just to like demonstrate exercises.
Right.
But to truly understand the body, adapt for individual needs, and teach safely and effectively. It means they're not just repeating movements, but truly guiding a client's physical journey with informed expertise.
Exactly that. Informed expertise is key.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, I think, for anyone who wants to understand Pilates deeply. Our deep dive compilation stresses that understanding anatomy and biomechanics isn't just a nice to have, it's absolutely essential for teaching safe and effective Pilates. But for those of us not immersed in exercise science every day, when the compilation talks about biomechanics, what exactly does that encompass in the context of Pilates?
That's an excellent question. And yeah, it's fundamental to the depth of Pilates. Simply put, biomechanics is the study of how living bodies move and the forces that act upon them. In Pilates, this means going beyond just what a body part is doing to really understanding the how and why the mechanics of each joint, how specific muscles create and control movement, and how to optimize that movement for efficiency, strength, and crucially, safety. It's about recognizing the intricate physics of the human body in motion, essentially.
Right. So it's not just about telling someone, okay, lift your leg, but knowing which muscle should be firing, how the joint is articulating, and why that specific movement, or maybe a modification of it, is important for that particular client's body. Can you maybe give us a concrete example? How does this deep anatomical and biomechanical understanding translate into a better, safer Pilates practice?
Exactly. And what's often a surprising finding for many, even, you know, experienced practitioners, is the sheer depth of this understanding required. Take, for example, the common cue to tuck your tailbone in certain exercises. Many people interpret this as aggressively flattening their lower back.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Right. But a deep understanding of spinal biomechanics reveals that such a forced tuck can actually hinder deep core engagement by flattening the natural lumbar curve. The real insight may be gleaned from resources like Trail Guide to the Body, which the compilation specifically highlights as a recommended text for its detailed insights into palpation and muscle function, is learning to find a neutral spine. That comes through balanced muscle activation rather than just manipulating the pelvis.
Okay.
So an instructor with this knowledge can cue a client to gently lengthen their tailbone while engaging their transversus abdominis, allowing for proper spinal support and deeper core work rather than just forcing a position that might strain the back.
That's a perfect illustration. It shows how that nuanced anatomical knowledge isn't just academic. It directly impacts the effectiveness and safety of every single movement. It sounds like this foundational knowledge is what truly distinguishes a skilled instructor.
It absolutely does. It's what differentiates someone who just goes through the motions from a truly skilled instructor. This anatomical and biomechanical understanding empowers them to prevent injuries, to precisely modify exercises for different body types, conditions, or, you know, injuries, and to help clients achieve specific, nuanced goals. It's critical for providing those precise, insightful cues that make all the difference in a Pilates session, allowing for deep, effective, and safe movement that truly respects the body's design.
Okay. All right. We've talked about the rigorous path to becoming an instructor and the deep knowledge required. But why do we even do Pilates in the first place? Beyond the technical stuff, what are the actual tangible health benefits? And importantly, are they backed by more than just, you know, anecdotal evidence? What did our deep dive into the research compilation reveal there?
This is where the research compilation truly shines, I think. It moves beyond personal testimonials to provide concrete scientific backing. It confirms that Pilates offers numerous health benefits, and crucially, these are supported by robust scientific evidence. It's not just a feeling, it's measurable.
That's a powerful statement. Can you give us some specific examples of these scientifically supported benefits? How does Pilates actually achieve these improvements in our bodies and minds?
Certainly. The compilation consistently points to significant improvements across several key areas. Firstly, it demonstrably enhances core strength. And we're not just talking about superficial abs here. Pilates specifically targets the deep stabilizing muscles of the trunk, which are absolutely crucial for spinal support and overall body mechanics. This leads directly to our second major benefit, reducing back pain. The research highlighted studies, particularly on chronic lower back pain, showing that Pilates' focus on deep core stabilization, combined with gentle spinal articulation and improved posture, can not only alleviate pain, but significantly improve functional movement, often where other interventions maybe haven't worked as well.
Right.
And beyond strength, Pilates consistently improves flexibility and overall body posture. The controlled, flowing movements, combined with an emphasis on spinal elongation and proper alignment, help to lengthen tight muscles and strengthen weaker ones, kind of rebalancing the body. This isn't necessarily about extreme flexibility, but functional flexibility that supports everyday movement and reduces stiffness.
So it's not just a physical transformation, but one that fundamentally changes how we move and feel day to day. That makes sense. And what about the mental aspect? You mentioned mental well-being earlier. How does Pilates contribute there?
Yes. The mental benefits are just as significant, and increasingly they're backed by research as well. The compilation noted that Pilates positively impacts mental health through several mechanisms. The intense concentration required for precise movements, combined with controlled, deep breathing, which is often a cornerstone of Pilates acts, almost as a moving meditation.
Mm-hmm.
This practice demonstrably reduces stress and anxiety, improves body awareness, and cultivates a sense of mindfulness. When you're deeply focused on your body and breath, you're naturally stepping away from external stressors. This increased body awareness also fosters a greater sense of self-efficacy and confidence, you know, knowing you can control and improve your physical being. It really is a holistic approach that leverages the body's capabilities for overall well-being, both physical and mental. And this information is highly relevant to anyone interested in fitness and wellness, whether you're pursuing it as a career or simply enhancing your personal practice, knowing your efforts are supported by evidence.
Wow, what an incredible deep dive into the world of Pilates. We've really unpacked the significant commitment, those 450, 600 hours for certification. We've highlighted the critical role of organizations like NPCP and PMA in ensuring quality and setting national standards, and underscored the absolute necessity of a deep understanding of anatomy and biomechanics, even citing crucial resources like Trail Guide to the Body for insights into joint movements, muscle functions, proper body alignment, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we've thoroughly highlighted the profound health benefits from improved flexibility and deep core strength to scientifically backed reductions in back pain and enhanced mental well-being through mindful movement. So whether you're looking to enhance your personal practice or maybe seriously considering becoming an instructor, or perhaps just wanted to understand what makes a truly great and effective Pilates session, we hope you found some real aha moments today and maybe gained a deeper appreciation for this incredible discipline.
And, you know, this deep dive also raises an important question, maybe for you to ponder, regarding the future of Pilates research. While we've seen strong evidence for its immediate and profound benefits, the research compilation did note that areas like the long-term benefits of Pilates on mental health, or its specific impact on a wider range of chronic conditions, think osteoporosis or neurological disorders, these are still areas needing more extensive longitudinal investigation. Imagine the future insights we could gain as science continues to explore the full spectrum of Pilates' therapeutic potential. It's quite exciting, really.
Absolutely. It really makes you wonder what further discoveries await us in understanding the body's capabilities through this method. So what are your goals in practicing or teaching Pilates? How has Pilates impacted your health and well-being? We definitely encourage you to explore those accredited programs we mentioned, like Balanced Body, SESTI OTT Pilates, Basify Pilates, if certification is calling your name and you feel ready for that truly comprehensive journey, or, you know, simply share your own Pilates journey with us. We'd genuinely love to hear it.